It's a new twist in the debate over whether college athletes should be paid. Set up a league that would allow them to skip college altogether and concentrate on their sport while earning a paycheck. A group with deep ties to the NFL is hoping to launch this new league next year with four teams in Southern California. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So how would this league work and who would be eligible to play?
Eligible, I think anyone who's, you know, over 18 or maybe, I don't know, maybe they'd allow a 17-year-old in. It'd be four teams. They'd start off pretty humbly, and they just want it to be sustainable, all taking place in Southern California, which is smart for a couple of reasons. Travel costs could sink such a league. Players, $50,000 salary, maybe not enough to live on, but close, especially if they get jobs in the offseason. And the idea is a couple of things. One, to break the cartel of the NCAA, the hold that the NCAA has on players who want to play football professionally. And it's not even necessarily a shot at the NCAA. It also is an acknowledgement that some players aren't good enough to, or smart enough, or have no desire to do college work. And really, why should they be forced to, you know, sit in classes they don't want to take or go through the fiction of being college students just to get an education that they won't need because if they want to go to the NFL?
Well, would the idea be that this is just a training ground for the NFL, or is the idea to actually make money on the viewership of these games, of this new league?
I think they want to do the second thing to support the first thing. They know that not every one of their players would be able to find a roster spot in the NFL. But if they made it a good enough minor league, it could be sustainable. Perhaps, you know, there's a long history of leagues trying to be sustainable. And I know that this league is being compared to the USFL, the XFL, other failed competitors to the NFL. I don't see it that way. I see it as more of an attempt to have a developmental league, like the NBA has a developmental league, which would help NFL teams if there were affiliated or even non-affiliated, essentially minor leagues, which wouldn't be college football. Because remember, to play in professional football, you have to be 3 years. The rule is 3 years having graduated from high school. This is a kind of paternalistic rule that the NFL has to, they say, help the health of their players. I will have to say that right now the NFL has a pretty sweet deal with college football. They get a free minor league. They don't have to worry about it. And the players are trained up pretty well against the highest level of competition. So the NFL has it pretty good.
All right. Well, and there's some news from the NFL I just want to ask you about while we have you, which is the San Diego Chargers are bolting San Diego for Los Angeles, which means LA is going to have two teams now.
Yes, and they don't even like their one team, the Rams. I should say, the Rams have worse ratings for every game they played this year in L.A. than they did for any game they ever played in St. Louis. In fact, the Oakland Raiders get better ratings in L.A. than the Rams. But San Diego just couldn't get a deal done with the government. The Chargers couldn't get a deal done with the San Diego government. And voters, to their credit, rejected a stadium funding bill. Right. So once it was clear that they weren't going to get a new stadium, they flew or they fled to L.A.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.